a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Okay, I didn't know this was an option.
Yeah.
But maybe, I don't know if it'd help me anymore, but it might help you.
Mm.
You're actually all right. You're not doing it. Can you grab your hand?
Yeah.
Go like this, right? So,
okay, thumb up.
Thumb up, yeah. And fingers to the side.
Yeah.
Closed now.
Yeah.
If you hold those four fingers above your eye, just line them up with just above your eyebrows. Yeah, you're a forehead. Okay, that's fine.
Oh, no.
No,
don't
honestly,
do that to
that's
people.
Honestly, that's fine.
No, that's horrid.
No, if you're four, mate, you're within
no,
sort
I
of
know, but
parameters,
no,
regular
no,
parameters.
Yeah,
anything more
horrible
than four.
No, that's,
if you're a five head.
I don't want to be associated with that.
Then you're outside of the parameters.
No, don't.
We love you anyway.
Some people are three heads.
Three heads?
Yeah. The hairline comes all the way
Hang
down.
Hang on. Do that again. Go three. Okay. You're pretty close.
I'm
to
like right on the cusp.
You're like a
right
three and a half
cusp
head.
Yeah. Yeah. Small forehead crew.
Hey, I'm saying this as a two-hander. Like you could go all the way back with me. Like
well, yeah.
I'm bald.
Okay.
Apparently, if you don't like how big your forehead is, you can change it now. Did you know this is an option?
What do you mean change it?
You can change it. So Essex woman, Beth Halsey, which sounds like a real thing, she'd been bullied and called a five head in her school days. And for more than two decades had spent her time attempting to cover up her forehead with a fringe. It's like I always say, mate, you are all beautiful in your own different ways.
Yeah.
The human body is...
You can't even finish that sentence.
Is a thing of wonder, you know? And, I mean, it's our differences that bring us together.
Yeah, it is. Especially when you're not the one that's different, right?
Mate.
Is that it?
I'm bald. I was bald at 28, so...
Where does forehead head stop and skull begin?
For me?
That's a really good question,
what
actually.
What do you mean?
Like what...
Scalp.
Where does
you're
your...
saying forehead and scalp.
Yeah, where does your forehead stop?
You talking to me?
Yes.
Well, I got where my hair stops. So,
yeah, no,
so
but
I'm
that's
a forehead,
tattooed,
aren't I? I'm a four.
That's tattooed
am I a four
on,
or am I
yeah,
three?
You're a
wait,
four.
If I go like that, am I three?
You're a
what
four
about if I go like this?
Yeah.
Is that?
I just got the one finger.
The main
the,
one.
The, yeah.
Change
the
orientation.
Salute.
Can I tell the story to the people?
Sorry, go.
She was nervous about her forehead and she got sick of having a fringe.
Yeah.
For so long, she would be stuck with it forever. And you know what I say? This story has got everything. You know what I say about people
can't
with
tell
fringes?
The story.
You know, people with fringes, mate.
What?
Just look.
No,
I mean, you
want
to talk
love,
about red
I
flags?
I want to get my fringe back.
You want to talk about red? I say. Don't do it, please. God, don't do it. Because I won't be able to look
I
at
look
you.
I look so good with a fringe.
I will not be able to get through any shows without ripping you
right
with a forehead.
Whatever.
And a fringe. Anyway, so she's had surgery. £9,000 on surgery to make her forehead smaller.
Did they move the eyebrows up?
Both.
What?
They call it a halo. So they which is the scalp gear.
Yeah.
So they brought her hairline and her scalp forward by almost an inch.
Yeah, but then don't you have like where don't you have extra skin there? They cut that skin out. And then fold it forward.
And then, no, just drag it all forward, I think. They just stretch your scalp, right? And then, I don't know, wasn't there? And a brow lift under sedation.
Oh.
She's been sharing her journey on her socials.
Girl.
Thank you all so much for your trust, Beth, the surgeon says.
Mm.
She's pretty chuffed, though.
Yeah, and results?
Her hairline's about an inch lower than it used to be, and now she was confident about baring her forehead in public.
Well, that's good. That's good. I just feel sorry for her. You know, it sucks that she had to go through that. That sounds horrific.
Yeah.
They're pulling. That's a face-off situation.
It really is.
It is.
She said the pain was manageable and just like a bad headache for a bit. And in exchange, she's over the moon. Which
exchange
used to be her face.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Pup, hey. All right, time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about guess the year. We're going to play little bits of songs, cast our minds back through the mists of time. Try and remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song, because that'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Drop my pen one moment.
That's okay. I'll give the score while you're grabbing your pen there. Tom's on 4 for the year. Loggy, you're on 2. And I'm just trailing the pack at 1.
Oh.
Best of 3 arrangement. Our names are our buzzers. Top.
Lingy.
Loggy, we don't have names as buzzers in this game. But we read out the year.
Is that lyric headlines?
Yeah.
God damn it.
No, that's okay. I've done that before as well. We read out the year on 3.
It shows what happens when you're not concentrating, but then all of us actually followed and did the name. We're sheep.
Lured you into
we are.
You threw me by giving the scores. It's so impressive that I'm winning by so much. Here we go. All right. So we write down a piece of paper, reveal on 3. Now, if you're playing at home or in the car, don't write it down. Just keep it in your head, okay? We trust you. Here we go. Question number 1. What year did this come out?
Good song, by the way.
Having a guess there, having a wild guess.
Yeah, me too.
Noise works, yeah? Take me back.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Can't say for sure, though.
No, I'm pretty sure it is. All right, I think
we're back on John Stevens. Is that a thing? We didn't talk about that? We're not talking about that?
I don't know.
Don't mention. Okay.
I'll talk about the year.
Right, okay. 3, 2, 1.
1997.
87?
87.
Oh, God, too high. Far out. Here we go.
Oof. The year was
1987. Oh. Good on you guys.
How good's that?
Wow.
That never happens.
No. What, me getting it right?
Both of us getting it right.
Okay, a point to each of you. Here we go. Question number 2. It's the OG, Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
Once again.
I'm not even going to be in, within 100 years of this. All right, I've got something.
I think you will surprise yourself. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. 1995.
2005.
Whoa. Okay, no, you're right. You're not within 100 years. Here we go.
The year was 1996.
Oh, Tom.
I'll take that one.
We're all on 1 point.
Level pegging. Here we go. Question number 3. The problem with Bon Jovi is every song is the same.
Exactly. Every era is the same. Yeah. Oh, that's... That's not dead or alive, though.
Okay, I've written something down. I reckon I'm going. I think I'm going to be 1 year too high.
All right,
here we go. You ready, Log?
Oh yeah, whatever.
3, 2, 1.
1989.
84.
I thought it was one of his new release ones.
Oh my Jesus!
I know.
You're in my league today.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
That's cool.
Because I know there's dead or alive, and that's not it.
The year was 1992.
Oh, guys, you see what happened there?
No, I didn't.
I got 1989.
I'm just going to have to trust you.
1992, and then I got the last one as well. So you guys...
See how we could just be humble?
Went
look
straight
at the smile on his face. It's like a face you just want
to... No, I cocked up the intro, though, so I was not on... A good track,
and
then I've bloody won. I've righted the ship.
If I threw this coffee, would it affect all the buttons in front of him in the desk?
Be worth it though, wouldn't it?
Not if it's really, really hot.
Oh, totally worth it. All right, guess the year returns next week. That put me on 5 for the year.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Well, wonderful.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Last night, Tasmania Devils were announced as the 19th team.
That is correct.
In the AFL.
The big announcement. Did you just have trouble saying the name of the team?
Tasmania
then?
Devils. Yeah, it sounds weird, doesn't it?
It feels like you want to say Tasmanian Devils.
Yeah.
And we were just having a discussion off air about that it's not the Melbournean Demons.
No.
It's the Melbourne Demons.
It's got to be named after the place. And
yes,
then the nickname.
But this is named after the state.
Yeah, it's not the Hobart Devils, which Loggy said it should be the Hobart Devils.
Ooh. I said if you were going to name it after a town, like Sydney Swans. It's not the New South Welshman Swans.
Yeah, we've got a few people from Launceston on the line. Just want to have a little chat to you right now, Log.
Okay.
There's a great divide in Tassie, so we won't go there. Yeah.
Too small to have that type of rivalry, Tasmania. So the team is the Tasmania Devils.
Yes.
They're pushing on, even though there is a chance they won't actually be in the league.
Well, so as we stand right now, Tommy, they are entering the league in 2028.
Yeah.
Yes. That is, of course, subject to having a stadium. Having a stadium 60% complete by October 2027. Otherwise, that start date can be pushed back.
Right.
It's
okay.
It's a fair while away.
It is a fair while away, but the state election's coming up for Tassie. The opposition have said they're going to tear it up, the plans for the new stadium. Now, if that was to happen, I don't know if it can happen, I'm not sure. If it was to happen, it would impact the entrance to the league of the Tasmania Devils. But right now, the celebration is it's been announced. They've got their new jumpers.
Yeah, colours. What do we think?
Well, can I give you the official colours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Myrtle green, yes. Primrose yellow, and rose red.
Okay, yes. They sound really tough.
Yes, really tough. It's the green jumper, the yellow map of Tasmania, mm-hmm. with a big letter, a red T in the middle of the map of Tasmania.
Map of Tasmania seems a bit high on the jumper.
I knew. It was only a matter of time, wasn't it, Lingy? I feel like I like the Tasmania Devils devil
logo
better than... putting the map of I feel like why couldn't the
devil be on
the
there?
The devil be the logo, the main. It is on there, smaller under the word devils. But I just feel like, don't you think that could have been the main?
I think the jumper is a callback to history tradition that often Tasmanian state of origin team would wear that similar type of jumper.
Yes.
So I think they wanted to connect to that, I believe. I'm only guessing on that one.
Well, speaking of that, they did choose the colours for a reason.
Oh,
they said
why?
They said on the Insta that the colours were chosen for us. Back in June 1908, a meeting was convened specifically to discuss the colours of the different codes in Tassie. They'd always wore green, but the meeting was asked the teams avoid the gum leaf green and wattle gold of the Australian Board of Control of Cricket. Yada, yada, yada. They said, look, we need to decide on this one. So they chose the myrtle green.
Oh, instead of the gum leaf green. Gotcha.
Inspired by their native trees, right? Mm-hmm. And then they said that it was resolved that the Guernseys be myrtle green with braces of rose and primrose for Tasmanian football in the meeting minutes that were recorded back in 1887.
God, different times, hey?
Different times. There you go. They didn't have to build a... couple of billion-dollar stadium back then, didn't
they? No, they didn't. So, and it looks like they have plans to have an AFLW side as well from the launch.
Yes, that is the plan as well. Yep. So they'll have a full 19 teams in both competitions.
You know how the Swans specifically, I don't know if GWS, I imagine, well, they got draft concessions, but I don't know about they have the wage concessions where you're allowed to pay...
cost of living allowance.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't have that specific, but there'll be some sort of concessions, you would think, to bring the new side in Tasmania.
Yeah, massive. That's all got to be announced in the next couple of years, and it affects all the teams in the competition. So they're going to get draft concessions, definitely. Mm. They will get the ability to probably pick apart the rest of the teams in the competition, any uncontracted players, like the Cats lost Gary Ablett Jr. to the Gold Coast Suns. And yes, their salary cap will be nice and fat and big for those first probably five or six seasons to establish a core of a team.
Will be quite confusing when they try and work out the father, cousin, son rules in the draft. It's going to be a big mess.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I learned something yesterday about cars.
Okay.
Now, I freely admit I'm not super mechanically minded when it comes to the automobile, but I learned something yesterday that happened to good friends of ours on Sunday, which was really good for me to know because I drive a diesel car. Car that needs diesel fuel.
Sure.
And this involves their car, which is also a diesel car. Yeah. So Sunday morning, family's about to head off to the kids' soccer practice match. And one of their cars is a diesel car. The other one, The wife's car is a petrol, unleaded petrol car.
Oh, that's a good way to confuse yourself, isn't it?
Yeah. So you know kind of where this might be heading then. Mm. So they're taking the diesel vehicle to the soccer practice match. Pull up at the Bowser, not thinking. Hubby gets out and begins filling the diesel car with unleaded petrol.
No.
Which is one of the first things I got told when I bought a diesel car by the person who I bought it off was like, whatever you do, do not accidentally put petrol in this car. And if you happen to, do not start it, do not move the car, do not do anything.
Yeah,
it
right.
needs to be fully drained.
Flushed, and it's the reverse too, putting diesel in unleaded cars. Right?
Yeah. So obviously motors made completely differently. I'm not going to get into that because I got no idea.
Pistons and whatnot.
Crankshafts. Yeah.
So this guy's gone, oh no. Panic, sickening feeling oh my God, I can't believe I've done it. I thought I was in my wife's car, like just whatever.
Yeah.
So he stopped immediately and then had that feeling of, well, I can't start it, can't move the car, it's still, I've just got to leave it at the Bowser.
Did he know he could move? It sounds like his feet are planted to the car. Like, oh God, what do I do? Do I move?
It was probably that sort of feeling, like, I can't believe I've been stupid enough to do this. So anyway, he's had to quickly organise the kids to be picked up by somebody else to get to this practice match. And then he's rang, I don't know if it was RACV or whoever it is, hey, this has happened, going to need to get the whole fuel tank drained, all the fuel lines drained, everything like that, completely, so I could not stuff up the engine.
Yeah.
And then he rang a mate of his who is a car guy,
all right.
like a mechanic
yeah.
guy.
Okay, yeah, tell you what he reckons.
yeah, exactly. And he said to my friend, hey, did you realise straight away and stop? And he's like, yeah. He goes, well, if you only put in less than 20 litres of unleaded petrol.
Yeah.
So let's picture it. There's already some diesel in the fuel tank.
Yeah. Okay.
If you then put in under 20 litres of petrol.
Yeah.
This guy said, continue to fill your tank with diesel again.
Right.
Fill an entire tank. And for anything less than 20 litres of petrol, it can just mix through. Oh. It's not ideal, but it can work. Start your car, you'll be fine.
Because his mate said so.
So he did that.
Yeah.
He filled it, continued to fill it with diesel because I think he put in about 11 or 12 litres of petrol. Filled it with diesel, started the car. We're now, 48 hours later? No issues yet.
What?
Oh. All good. So I learned something that if you realise straight away, maybe it's not the end of the world.
Hang on. I don't think you can say that on the radio to multiple people.
Yeah.
I think you need a little caveat there to be like, a mate's mate reckons.
Yeah.
I heard from a friend of a friend of mine.
Well, but it's going all right, isn't it?
Just to cover us rather than yourself, to cover us. I
shouldn't be stating it so
matter of fact.
Well,
I think it's.
Is it a hack or
accidentally?
And give us a ring.
I reckon you're right there, Tom.
But then nobody called.
I think you can just take it to the bank. Don't worry. Under 20 litres,
you
are
sorted. Let's try it in your
car.
Do you want to try it in your car?
Little experiment. Okay, maybe not.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.